There's a little bit in there. Yes, there is, but they're very small pieces. No, there's no ham. This is ham. I thought you liked ham.
I don't like ham.
Don't. Jeez. No, I thought you did.
Oh, we'll just have to take it out and put it on the caca plate. Okay.
Hey, the stick. What's the stick doing in here? Huh? Okay, leave it there. Leave it there, please. What am I going to do? I'm going to wash the filth and dirt off of him. What are you going to do, yo? Here, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take this coat off. It's going to get so hot, you're going to just boil over. You want it on? Oh, okay, fine. If you get hot, let me know. I'll take it off, all right? Here, leave it up. Hey, were you talking about the Jungle Book with Papa? With Raquel, you were? Yeah. And what did you tell her about the Jungle Book?
No.
Huh?
I don't know.
You don't remember? No. Did you tell her who found Mowgli?
Me.
Who? Yeah, who found Mowgli? Bagheera, right?
Yeah.
Now, where did Mowgli go to live? Hmm?
To the house.
To which house?
To the man village.
To the what? Oh, to the man village. Oh, yeah. He went to the man village at the end of the film, but when he was a teeny little baby. Where did Bagheera bring him, do you remember?
To Sambo.
Yeah. But didn't they eat him up?
No.
Why? I thought they were wolves. Don't wolves eat little boys up?
No. They're nice wolves.
Oh, nice wolves, yeah, of course. And they took care of him, huh? Did he stay there?
No.
Wait a minute. I thought he went with Baloo. Didn't you go with Baloo? Baloo's not a wolf.
No.
Well, what happened? How come you went with Baloo? And what happened with the monkeys, huh? Can I roll this up, please?
Hey, no, monkey. Huh?
What, sweetie?
Those are little ones. Those are small ones.
Well, eat it. Okay, you try it. Let's make a deal. You try it and see if you notice how it tastes. And if you don't, I'll get it out of here.
That fell.
Did it fall, really?
Yeah.
Should we pull this a little closer? Here. You know, I have an idea. Why don't we put your bib up on the table?
Tell the Shrek story.
Tell the Shrek story?
Yeah.
Okay, you gonna help me?
Yeah.
But we can't see the video, right?
What?
We can't see the video, right?
What video?
The Shrek video. Remember why?
Yeah, because the yum is still.
Well, not just because Liam is scared. Even if Liam weren't scared, we couldn't see it. There is a lot of fighting in it, yeah.
And I'm scared.
Yeah, what scares you? What makes you scared of the shark video?
I don't like that.
You don't like that? You don't like the fighting in the video? Is that what it is?
No. No, I want that. To find my own and eat down my
head.
What? And I'm not going to cry.
Not going to cry? Even if he eats all your food? Why do you want him to eat all your food?
Because I'm not going to cry.
You want me to see how you don't cry?
No.
But what if he eats your lentils?
No.
Well, that's food, you know. I don't think he would, you know. I think Shrek would share with you.
Oh.
I mean, he does fight a lot, but it's not that mean. He fights with mean people a lot.
Why?
I don't know. I guess his mommy didn't teach him, probably, or his daddy, how to not fight like that. How to maybe talk to people first before you try fighting with them, right? Yeah. Well, okay, I'll tell you the Shrek story, but you guys can help me, right?
Yeah.
If I forget? Okay. Once upon a time, there was a...
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. You close your eyes. Open your mouth. Come on, open your mouth. It's just an onion.
Why close your eyes? Why?
Because if you close your eyes, then you might not taste it. Because you're not looking at it. And I wanted to see if something here didn't taste it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to roll this up a little bit. So it doesn't get lentils on it. You don't want the... You don't want the ham?
I want that bouncer.
Huh?
I want that bouncer.
The what?
The bouncer.
The bouncer.
I want this bouncer.
Wait, show me what it is.
That thing.
That's an onion.
I don't like that onion.
Huh.
Bouncer.
What bouncer are you saying? Understand you. Okay, so once upon a time there was. What do you say?
Excuse me.
Okay, excuse. Once upon a time there was an ogre named Shrek. Uh huh. And where did Shrek live?
In the Hollaflick.
In what?
In the Hollaflick.
In the house of Shrek?
Yeah.
At Shrek's house?
Yeah.
Shrek lives in his house?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. He lives in his house, and where does he live? In Aunt Devon?
No.
No. Where does he live?
I don't know.
In the middle of the woods, right?
Yeah.
Huh? And he lived all by himself. And did he like that, living all by himself?
Yeah.
Yeah. And why did he like that, remember?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he don't want noise.
No, he didn't want noise. He did not want noise. And it suited him just fine not to have noise where he was living. But one day, who came to the forest? Remember?
The donkey.
The donkey. And what was the donkey doing?
Singing.
You said, no, what was donkey?
Singing.
Singing. So what did Shrek do when the donkey was singing?
Put the donkey outside.
He put the donkey outside?
Oh, there's a bouncer. And
there's a what?
A puncture.
A puncture?
I'm going to.
Your lentils are mine, honey. Okay, so the donkey was singing and Shrek put him out. He said, out of my house, donkey. I don't want any noise. And the donkey said, well, if you don't want any noise, look what's out here. And what was out there? Characters. What characters? What kind of characters? Remember?
The piggy is in a bad wolf and the red riding
hood. Piggy's the bad wolf, Little Red Riding Hood, Goldilocks, the bears, Rumpelstiltskin, Rapunzel, all the fairy tale characters, right? And boy, were they making noise. Because there were so many of them. And Shrek said, go away. I don't want you guys here. You're making too much noise for me. And they said, well, we can't help it. Lord Farquhar threw us out of our house, and we don't have anywhere else to go. So then, oh no, honey bunny, don't throw things on the floor. Put them in here. This is the caca plate, okay? No! No, you not only throw it on the floor, you throw it on my pants. So what happened then? What attracted him? When all the four fairy tale characters told him it was Lord Farquaad who had thrown the man out of the house. What did they do? Remember? What did he do? Yeah? What did he do?
But the people outside.
Well, no, the people were outside already. But they were making noise outside and you could hear the noise in his house. Even with the doors and the windows closed. So when they said, we can't go anywhere because Lord Farquaad threw us out of our houses and we have to stay here by your house. So what attracted to them? Remember? He went to talk with Lord Farquaad and the donkeys. What happened with Lord Farquaad? Remember what happened to him? What?
A big donkey don't let him go.
A good, big donkey won't let him go? A bad donkey? A big dragon, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, Lord Farquaad said, I'll take those fairy tale characters out of my house, out of your house, but you have to do something for me. Remember what it was that Shrek had to do for Lord Farquaad? What did he have to do?
Find
find a princess. A princess. And remember what the princess's name is?
Fiona.
Fiona, yeah, right. But Fiona had a problem. She was living in a castle. But she couldn't get out. Remember why?
Yeah, because the dragon wouldn't go out.
Huh?
The dragon.
The dragon what?
The dragon.
What about the dragon? What was the dragon?
The dragon.
What about the dragon? Was the dragon sleeping all the time or what? Dragon wouldn't let her go out?
No.
Aha! So what did Shrek do? Remember he and the donkey went and they were fighting with the dragon. And the dragon was breathing fire and hitting them and trying to eat them up. But what happened with the dragon? She turned into being a nice dragon. Remember why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
she was being nice, but why did she start to be nice, remember? Because she loved the donkey. Yeah, she fell in love with the donkey. She wanted to go and live with him. So, when they realized she was nice, unfortunately, they took advantage of her and tied her up, and they ran away with Princess Fiona. And Lord Farquaad wanted Princess Fiona to come and live with him, and then he would get rid of all the fairy tale characters from Shrek's house. But did Princess Fiona want to live with him?
No.
Was he nice, Lord Farquaad?
Mm-hmm.
What was he like?
Different tales.
Huh?
Different tales.
Giving tales?
You
almost finished. Can I give you the rest of it?
No,
or are you really finished?
Have
you had enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Charlie, Princess Fiona said,
how do you do it? How do you do it?
How do I do what?
How
do you pick it up? Well, you're doing the right way. Just tilt the plate up. Tilt the plate up like that. Now scoot all the lentils down. There, scoot them all down. But you have to keep the plate tilted, okay? Keep the plate tilted, okay? Now, when you get all of them down in a big old lentil bowl, how do you hold it? And you dip into there with your spoon, pick them up, into your mouth. Want to try that? No, you really can't.
¿Dónde están comiendo?
Would you like some
lentejas?
Okay, we still have some. Would you like some strawberries,
anybody? I want to drink
some. Okay, you want to drink some? Drink away. You drip it some too. Okay.
How many drink?
Okay, I'll help you drink it. So, you know what we're going to do? We're not only going to scoot it down here, but we're going to do like this. I'll kind of scoop it into your mouth, okay? Is that good? Scoot, scoot, scoot. Open with the mouth. Oh. How can you swallow with your mouth around the plate? There, you look like a dragon with that mouth like yours. A lentil eating dragon. Tell the story. Okay, so anyway, Fiona went and said, I don't want to live with that yucky yard farm. I want to live with Shrek, because he's nice. But Lord Farquhar didn't like that at all. So who came and ate up Lord Farquhar? Do you remember?
The dragon.
Yeah, the dragon. He was a meanie anyway. He did not even taste very good. The dragon burped a lot after she swallowed Lord Farquhar. And so Shrek and Fiona and the donkey and the dragon all lived together happily ever after.
And sorry, I'm swallows.
Huh?
How about that one?
How about what one?
How about the ogre
stole Liam and some of your treasures. Oh.
How about that one?
Yeah, what happened in that one? I forget. There's been so many bad ogre and wolf stories. And I forgot how that one happened. What happened?
No, don't tell it.
Well, you remind me first and then I'll tell it. Because I don't remember what happened. There was an ogre, he stole treasures, and?
And Fergie.
And he stole Fergie too.
No, Fergie, no.
No?
Only that Jungle Book cover.
He stole the Jungle Book cover.
Yeah. And my friends from Sesame Street and No Make Noise and of course stole that one of my brothers.
The treasures didn't make noise. Oh, because he stole their trumpet.
Yeah.
Jeez, what's that mean?
Yeah, what's that?
So who caught him?
The ogre.
Well, yeah, I know, but what happened to the ogre? Did he get away with the treasures? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
He got away with the treasures all for himself? Mm. And no one went and stopped him?
No. Papa.
Oh, that's a good thing, eh? Otherwise you wouldn't have your Jungle Book cover and all your Sesame Street friends.
Yeah.
And your trumpet. So what did Papa do?
Something for that jewel.
Huh?
Something for that jewel. That's his foot out and tripped that jewel.
Stuck his foot out and tripped the troll. Oh. And then what happened?
The ogre fell.
He fell. Ah. Where did he fall? On his head?
Yeah.
And where? Did he fall on the floor? Or where? On the stairs. I bet that hurt. Oh, good. I'm glad.
Mommy, I want to see the mice in a bad cat.
Let's see the Mouseketeers and the Bad Cat. Yeah. Well, you know what? Why don't you remind me about the story of the Mouseketeers and the Bad Cat? What happened?
The mice make noise and when and the cat eats the mouse.
The mice make noise and the cat eats the mice.
Yeah, and the mice runs away.
They ran away. That was a good thing because otherwise the cat might try to eat them. Yeah. But the cat can eat them.
Yeah, but the bad cat can eat the mice. What?
No, the bad cat can't eat the mouse with ears. No.
It only one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's when he was pretending. Remember, it was really a piece of sausage. And he looked at it, he was pretending it was a mouseketeer. That was his pretend. And then he swallowed it down. That was really a sausage.
That's not supposed to do that.
No, that's not good to do that. No. Shouldn't eat other people.
No, and the
first guy ran away. He did run away, yeah, because the mouseketeers got him and they made him run away. He was really scared. Good thing, huh? But they didn't have to live with him anymore, right?
Yeah. No, I want to see the mice get shot and the bad cat.
And bad guy. Would you like to have some strawberries first?
No, no. Yeah. That's a hole in it, okay?
With a hole in it?
Okay. I'll put a hole in it. That's okay.
You didn't eat your lentils.
I didn't eat my lentils? Oh. Well, I didn't. I'm going to eat lunch later, okay? I'm not going to eat lunch right now because I'm helping you guys eat lunch. That is a nice, fat, red, juicy strawberry.
Ooh. I don't like the leaf. Take the leaf off.
I'm taking the leaf off.
And the green part.
The green part, yeah. The green part, too. Hold on. Ooh, that is a major hole in strawberry. Look.
Hey, what is that?
What's that? That's a teeny weeny little piece of strawberry flesh.
I want it.
Eat it. Here's a strawberry. Look at Leon. This is totally yummy. You want some? I guess you want to. Let's see if we can find a nice old big red juicy sweet strawberry. Ooh, that is a fat one. Look. Paul?
Yeah.
No? Can you take this off yourself?
Yeah.
What? What are you going to do about the leaves?
I'm going to eat that core.
You want to eat the core?
Yeah.
Strawberries don't have a core.
Why?
Because only fruits like apples and pears and stuff have a core. And anyway, you know what? You're not a horse. You can't eat cores. Here. No, you don't want this one?
No. I'm not sure to.
You're liking it, huh? Okay. Well, then I can eat this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, are you missing out? You sure you don't want a nibble?
No.
A teeny weeny little nibble?
No.
Okay.
No?
No, my strawberry. No.
No, you didn't show that strawberry.
I didn't share it. Well, did you share yours? That's what I wanted to know. What is it?
Look.
It's a stem, huh?
It's a stem. Take it down.
Could you ask me nicely?
Please.
Oh, no, you aren't. No, you aren't. Because it's a knife. And not only is it a knife, it's a very sharp knife. Look, let's take the white part off, okay? The white part's not very sweet. Yeah, hold on that one. Ooh, there's some red juicy ones at the bottom. Look at this one. Liam, I can't believe you're not even tempted. Did you want some yogurt or something? For now? Here, I cut this one for you.
Oh.
What do you say?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What are you saying thank you for?
Thank you.
What are you saying thank you for?
Thank you.
You know what you sound like? A broken record. You just sing it over and 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 over again.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you to Tata.
Thank you to Tata.
Thank you to Tata.
You're a little crazy. A little crazy.
Tata.
Give me five. No more?
I don't see the market yet.
I know you don't. Okay.
Do you see the market yet?
Yes, you may.
Well, I want to put a video five. And I just want to put a picture and I greet it to look no and it will be beep. Trying to
get
and our
okay, no little but peep trying to get the wolf. Trying to get the piggies, no little piggies, no sassy little Liam. Okay, you want to see the Mouseketeers too?
No. No, Mommy. No, Sam.
No, mommy, no, sit here. No, Liam. No, Liam.
No, mommy and Sam.
Sharp. If Samir lets you have it, you can have it, but if not, I'm afraid.
I want it.
You're not going to share? Okay. Well, you're sharing with Max. That's a blue, little blue bottle that Samir left for Max to try.
Thank you.